pa 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 pa. Hello and welcome. You're live on the Sudden Eye Impact Show. I'm your host, Lee, coming to you from the DFW Metroplex, the scientist of sound who can mathematically put you down. On the show, we discuss a variety of topics such as, but not limited to, personal responsibility, accountability, goal setting, goal attainment, relationships, creative vision, the power of belief, the power of thought, the power of words, belief systems, support systems, financial acumen, the power of partnership, service, creativity, innovation, entrepreneurship, consciousness, awareness, and becoming the observer. The show's mission, purpose, and intention is to discuss simple, basic, fundamental ways to help everyday people experience more fulfillment, satisfaction, enrichment, enjoyment, health, mental health, and overall peace, to utilizing your own latent resources that lie dormant within you. The show is spiritual, inspirational, and motivational, expressing electrifying, energetic, explosive, and powerful content that anyone can take and apply to any area of their life to change their life for the better and continue to work to change their life for the best. Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome to the Sudden Eye Impact Show. I hope everybody's having a beautiful day. We have all our guests on today. We have a special show for you. I'm going to do a little excerpt before I bring on my first guest, if y'all don't mind. Many men wish failure on me. I was young with tears in my eyes, and temporarily I couldn't see what I was destined to be. Many men wish failure on me. I met Muhammad Ali when I was 10 in October of 1985 in OKC. He made his right fist touch my belly and mumbled, "There is greatness on the inside of me." Many men wish failure on me, but I have supreme confidence, immaculate work ethic, creative vision. With cells of recognition now through my eyes, I can clearly see what I was destined to be. Many men wish failure on me. I saw I am stand up tall on the inside of me. So I visualized in my imagination my arms being raised by the referee, and I knew with the greatest certainty that I had the V-I-C-T-O-R-Y victory. My first guest today is Linda Strutt, M.A., a psychotherapist, life coach, and one of the nation's leading experts on shyness and social anxiety. She is the author of Break Free from Shyness and Social Anxiety. She is the author of Break Free from Shyness, Overcome Shyness, Gain Confidence, and Start Living the Life You Deserve. Has appeared on numerous TV and radio shows, including Good Morning America, CBS Up to the Minute, Good Day LA, and much more. For more information on her, you can reach her at breakfreefromanxiety888@gmail.com. So the next voice that you will hear will be Linda Strutt. Hello and welcome.
Hi. Great to be here. And I just would love to talk about how people can break free from anxiety during any time and in all situations. You know, anxiety is something that almost everybody experiences or has experienced in some time in their life. Millions of people suffer from anxiety. And really, there is a way to overcome it. And I would love to just talk about some of these tips so that people can kind of break free from what they're going through. The first tip that I'd like to talk about is how people can identify their thoughts. So everything pretty much starts with a thought, and we have hundreds of thoughts all day long, and they're kind of called automatic thoughts, and they just pop into your head effortlessly. So we all know you could be doing the dishes, you could be in a classroom, you could be at your job, you could be at a meeting, and all of a sudden you're getting a thought, oh my goodness, I have to go do this, or oh my goodness, I forgot to do this, what if this happens, what if that happens, I better write it down so I don't forget, or put it in my phone, or whatever the case may be. And it's normal to have thoughts. We thoughts come into our realm all the time. But what we have to learn is how to control our thoughts, how to identify our thoughts, and then how ultimately to change our negative thoughts. So good thoughts are okay. If you're thinking about a wonderful memory or a wonderful upcoming event and you're excited about it, great. But if it's a negative thought that's causing you anxiety, and then therefore causes you to have a negative emotion with that, then it's really disrupting your life. And one little tip that somebody could do is, I'm going to give you an example of a negative thought. So let's say you're in a meeting at work, and all of a sudden you get a thought, oh my goodness, I forgot to pay that bill that had to be paid today, and your mind is thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it. You cannot focus on what you're doing at the moment. So you need something to do to relieve that anxiety that you're starting to build up that's distracting you. And what you can simply do is identify the thought and say, okay, I'm thinking the thought, and then change the thought in your mind. Just say, you know what, it's okay for now, I'll deal with it later. Now, ultimately, if you weren't in a meeting and you had more time, or we had more time together, you would actually write down that thought, and then you would actually then write down a counter thought to that thought. So you would write down, oh my goodness, I have to do this right now, and if I don't do it, this is going to happen, but I can't do it because I don't have time. You would write that down, and then you would write down a counteractive thought that would be, you know what, I will do it at this time, it will be okay, and I'm going to move on, or whatever the case may be. This is actually called cognitive behavioral therapy, which is a very, very well-known therapy based on research that has that really, really helps people with anxiety or fear or phobia. And and you know what happens is with those thoughts is, and we've all experienced this, we have something like called catastrophic thinking. So you have one thought, and then, oh my God, then another thought, and then, oh my God, what if this happens? What if that happens? You start painting a scenario, and it's just spiraling down. And if you can learn to take control, it's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. And break that cycle of that pattern of those thoughts. Because, again, the thoughts then create the emotion. And the emotion comes after the thought, and where you have fear and worry and that kind of thing. And so if you can learn that it's a thought, and I'm not saying that what you're worrying about or what you're thinking about doesn't have validity. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it is a lot easier to manage your anxiety that is going to come up. Could be on a daily basis. It could be whatever is happening in your life. And if you can learn how to manage it, it would be fantastic. Now, the other thing that happens when people are anxious, and again, I'm sure you've all experienced this, is you have physical symptoms, heart palpitations, you know, maybe sweaty palms, and that is very, very hard to deal with. One simple exercise that you can do almost anywhere, and nobody would know you're doing it, is called diaphragm breathing. Now, usually when we're nervous or anxious, we're breathing in our upper chest, you know, kind of like that, and that is just, that's just increasing the anxiety. If you could put your hand on your stomach and do a couple deep breaths through your stomach, through your diaphragm, very easy to do anywhere, and you will feel your tummy, you know, you will feel that it's expanding, and then you know you're breathing through your diaphragm. You could even go into another room and do that breathing exercise if you have to, but it's just something quick that you can do that can relieve your anxiety. The other thing that you can do is exercise, and you can't always do that in the midst of something, but you can plan to try to exercise, walking or whatever you can do. That will definitely relieve your anxiety and relax your physiological symptoms. The thing is when you start going into that scenario, that catastrophic scenario, you really want to try to stop yourself and think about a few action steps that you can take right then to alleviate your anxiety. So whatever the situation is, there's probably something that you can do versus just ruminating about it. And you would know what those steps are, and you would take those steps. Now, in my book, Break Free from Shyness and Social Anxiety, I really talk more about specifically how to get over shyness and social anxiety. Now, social anxiety is anxiety that people experience in social situations. And the underlying issue is the fear of disapproval. And 50% of all Americans have felt social anxiety in one situation or another, and this could be in any situation that you're in, going to parties, going to interviews, being around people, whatever the case is. And so my book is available on Amazon, and people can get that. And in the book, I have an entire program that helps people overcome specifically social anxiety, but it can also work for any kind of anxiety because it's based on the cognitive behavioral therapy that I talked about earlier in the interview. And that works for very well for any type of anxiety. And also, I am offering a free coaching counseling session for any of the listeners out there. For anxiety, they can reach me at Break Free from Anxiety, 888, the numbers 888 at gmail.com, and I'm happy to talk to anybody and give them a free session. And I really know, I just want to let you all know that you can overcome anxiety. You can take control of your life. It can be very, very hard to deal with it without any kind of steps or to take to be able to control your life. And if you don't learn how to control your anxiety, it will control you. Those thoughts will just come and come and come and come, and you can easily learn how to change your thoughts with simple tips and practicing them on a daily basis, doing your breathing, and also exercising every day. Also, meditation is fantastic. Yoga, whatever it is that you can do to settle your mind, to help create something that comes in that stops all of the thoughts. It all starts with a thought. And I am looking forward to talking to any of you. Again, my book is available on Amazon, and you can contact me at breakfreefromshyness888@gmail.com. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you all might have. And
my next guest, Paula Whitman, is a frequent guest speaker at Spiritual Centers. Her Course in Miracles radio programs were broadcast on FM in New Jersey and Nepal, and her online Unity at Online Unity FM for 10 years. She hosts annual retreats for learning and relaxation. She is a concert flutist with a degree in flute performance from the University of Michigan. She composes and records original New Age music that promotes inner peace. You can find out more about her or reach her at paula.whitman@comcast.com. Her new book, Yield to Joy, The Miraculous Power of Forgiveness, was published by Waterside Productions last month. She is an ordained minister, has a Course in Miracles workbook. She does conference calls every morning and teaches the Text A Course in Miracles at Unity by the shore of Neptune, New Jersey. With no further ado, I announce Ms. Paula Whitman.
Hi, actually,
hello,
I'm Pamela. I'm Pamela Whitman.
Sorry.
I'm so happy to be here. My website is pamelawhitman.com, and I'd love to have you come visit me there. I'm so happy to be here. Hi, hope you're having a great day.
Pamela, I'm sorry about that. I'm going to start off by asking you a question about on page 25 of your book, Yield to Joy, The Miraculous Power of Forgiveness, you wrote that every situation is an enlightenment opportunity. Can you explain how that works? How can this current situation enlighten us?
Sure. You know, my book, Yield to Joy, is based on the teachings of A Course in Miracles. And A Course in Miracles, it teaches that our deepest subconscious level is that level of light. And that's the light that we all share. And we hear about oneness and that we're all one. Well, that deepest subconscious level is that's the level of oneness, that level of light. And then our upper subconscious level, that level above and covering up the light, is the level of the ego. That's where we have our stored fears and our unresolved hurts. Now, those fears, they're thoughts, and the previous guest was talking a lot about thoughts. It's so important. I know that's a big subject for your show. So those are our fear thoughts, our untrue, illusory beliefs. And that's covering up the light that we're all sharing, the light that we share. Now, at the conscious level, we're having a conversation. That's the physical level, is the conscious level. So what happens is our true will is to heal. Our true will is to let our light shine. So because we're really willing to have that experience of the one light, the light pushes those unhealed thoughts up to the conscious level so that we can see them, so that we can recognize those fear thoughts and see what we've been thinking. So they manifest. You could say that they're manifesting on the conscious level, on the physical level, so we can recognize, oh, that's what I was thinking. And that's where we have the choice point. At the choice point, if we blame, if we say, okay, I'm having this fear because of that situation, if we blame people, if we blame situations and say, that's why I'm fearing, then at that point we're choosing not to heal yet. But that's okay. Some situation will come around again because our true will is to heal. The light will push up those unhealed thoughts to the surface again in some other way so that we have another choice. We have another opportunity to heal. That's how loved we are. That's how powerful the light, the shared light is. If we don't look at it, if we push it down again, we'll have another opportunity. It's okay. We're still innocent. But if we're ready now, in this moment, and say, now I'm not going to delay anymore. Now I choose to heal. We give those feelings, we give those thoughts and feelings to the light and say, I'm willing to see this differently. Take this from me. I'm willing to see it differently. We're not healing ourselves. The aspect of the mind, the aspect of us that believes those untrue thoughts isn't healing us. It's the aspect of our mind. It's the light that does the healing. So we give those fear thoughts to the light to be undone. And so then we wait. We might have an immediate healing, but more often what happens is by our willingness to give those fears to the light, some time might pass, and what happens is by the immediate willingness, maybe the situation will come around again and we're just not triggered by it, or a book will come along, or we'll hear a song on the radio, or someone will say just the right words, and our minds are healed by that willingness that we offered. So in this situation, this global pandemic, what's happening is we're having a detoxification of old fears. It's not an original fear. It's the old fears are being pushed up. That's why different people are reacting to it in different ways. Old fears are coming up to the surface, and whatever's coming up for you, give it over to be healed. It's an incredible opportunity for us to detoxify old fear and heal. What a healing opportunity we're being given. And it's completely up to us to be willing to accept the healing, to accept the enlightenment opportunity that we're being offered. Now, I have some stick figure drawings in my book, Yield to Joy, that just really illustrate it in three simple stick figure drawings. Or you could also see those, and that book is available on Amazon.com, or you could just see them on my website. I like to keep it simple, so to me the stick figure drawings help.
Gotcha. Okay, so there are many people who are currently laid off from their jobs or their businesses are closed due to the COVID-19 virus. How can we experience joy when our jobs or businesses are changing? Can you share some examples from your book?
Sure. You know, I've had a nonprofit organization that I, for many years, that I formed in 1989. And in order to have resilience and in order to have longevity in our businesses and in our careers, we have to be willing to focus on the content rather than the form. And this is true in our careers and also in our relationships. When we focus on the content of joy, on the content of love, and the content of peace, and we let the content be the most important thing and let the content serve the form, then we have longevity. So, you know, I formed my nonprofit so long ago with the purpose of promoting peace. And in the very beginning of that, and I talk about this in the first two chapters of the book, I talk about how at first the nonprofit was really supporting the touring of a band that I had called World Color. And we brought together musicians from all different cultures and different countries to promote peace through intercultural understanding. And so I had band members from all different countries. And we toured. We had wonderful tours that would be planned a year in advance. And they were very organized. And we had agents. And there were itineraries. And we would fly around. And occasionally there would be a limo. And at a certain point, that stopped. That form of the function that I was fulfilling of promoting peace through the arts came to an end. Now, if I had just said, well, I'm just not going to fulfill this function of promoting peace anymore, then that would be have been the end of the nonprofit. But what happened was I allowed that higher spirit within me to show me a different form of doing the same work, of providing the same content. And then I started to drive around to spiritual centers and speak to people that wanted to hear about God. And I started playing peaceful music. And so I was doing the same thing of promoting peace through music. I was doing it in a different way. So it was really interesting how I noticed that as I became more interested in inner peace, the form of how I was delivering the message shifted to reflect what was happening inside me. And that's always what happens. What happens in the world is a reflection of what's happening on the inside. So it just makes complete sense that the form of how we serve is going to shift over time. So our careers do change form. Our businesses do change form. And if we can remember not to judge it, but to see that we are growing, that we are evolving in our businesses, in our careers, because we're growing and evolving inside, and the outside is going to match what's happening inside. So to not judge it, to not be afraid, but to ask that higher self inside, how would you have me serve? What's my assignment now? And then we'll be sent to people, and people will be sent to us so that we can be of the highest service to the whole. And we recognize that we're not serving the ego. We're not serving the fear self. We're serving the whole. So that is going to shift. And we have the longevity by being willing to adapt. And I gave an example also in the book of how even Gandhi's career shifted. He started out as a lawyer. And his skills that he learned as a lawyer came in handy when he took a train ride. And he was taking a train ride when we never know what's going to happen. We never know what anything is really for. He took a train ride. He thought the train ride was about this lawsuit that he was working on. But he was tossed off the train because there were some people that were prejudiced against him because he was in an Indian body. And what ended up happening is that led to him being an advocate to speak out about satyagraha, which is love force. And his platform, he was given a larger platform in which he spoke out. He started being a public speaker. He became a leader in teaching people how to lead through love and love firmness. And then he inspired Martin Luther King Jr. And so His true thoughts, his loving thoughts, going back to the power of thought, our loving thoughts are eternal. Gandhi's body isn't here anymore. Martin Luther King Jr.'s body isn't here anymore, but they're loving thoughts. The thoughts that were coming from a higher place, their thoughts that were coming from God through them are still here, leading people and blessing people.
Well stated. Let me ask you one more quick question. But before I ask you this question, you mind stating your website a couple more times?
Sure. My website is PamelaWhitman.com. And that's WHITMAN.com.
Okay. The last question I would like to ask you is, what does forgiveness have to do with healing?
Well, forgiveness and healing are the exact same thing. Because health is really inner peace. So when we forgive, what's happening is we are releasing ourselves from all the blocks to inner peace. So, I wanted to invite people to visit me through my website and send me an email through my website. And I have a gift that I would like to offer the listeners, and it is a guided meditation. and it includes these concepts that we've been talking about. It has original peaceful music that I've created with my co-music writer, Rich Kurtz, so I'd love to stay in touch.
Katrina Friel is a business coach for the Conscious Business Mentor to Be Awakened. She's an international speaker and award-winning author of 4 books. For those that want to become an expert in their field of excellence through 7 streams of income, discover how to become an expert in your field of excellence and make your soul purpose a reality. Discuss your secret dreams with someone that can make them a reality. Katrina Friel is the how you have been waiting for. For more information, contact Katrina at becomingtheexpert.com.au. The next voice you'll hear is Katrina Friel. Hello and welcome.
Hi from Sydney, Australia. Very cool to be here, guys. Thanks for listening. So what I'm going to get into today is looking at how to become the expert. A lot of people out there around the world are wanting to start their own business. They might be currently sitting in a J-O-B. And what's happening now with the whole world changing and evolving is that people are starting to look at things a little bit differently, and perhaps some of the old fears are dissipating and people are willing to look at new ways of doing business and new ways of doing their career because the old ways are not as stable as they thought. And so over the last sort of 20 years, there's actually been this mega trend around the globe of particularly women starting their own businesses. So over the last sort of 20 years, I've been helping people do that. And I do that through my brand, Becoming the Expert, because a lot of the time, you guys, you are already the expert. You're just not positioned correctly. You're not packaged correctly and you're not priced correctly. So these are the 3 things we look at doing for you inside the program. So let me just start, though, by giving you a couple of thoughts to think about. Now, the ones that are actually going to leave their JOB and start their own businesses are the ones that have the eye of the owner. These are people that act like the owner inside their jobs. I call them the eye of the owner people. These people are proactive. They take personal responsibility for their outputs and outcomes. They are enthusiastic, and I call them the owner people. Now, these people have entrepreneurial spirit. They're just currently in a JOB, but inside they feel like they've got more capability. Inside they know they've got capacity to give to the world and they want to have an impact on the world. Now, the opposite of the eye of the owner people are what I call fat cat mentality people. These people whinge, they whine, they bitch, they moan, they roll their eyes in meetings, they don't take personal responsibility. They're the fat cats of the world because they're sitting there taking a wage but at the same time criticizing everything. I like to think of them as cancer cells within a business. And cancer cells want to recruit other cancer cells, and then you end up inside an organization with a tumor, and that's a whole bunch of people who have the fat cat mentality. And so these people are like cancer inside a business, and they basically are thieving. At the end of every week, they take their wages, but they add no value, whereas I have the owner type people add 10 times the value to a business. So have a think about where you sit and are you institutionalized? Because when you start your business, we have to get rid of a lot of the institutionalization. We have to take you from being fed a fish every week to having to learn how to fish. And so that's what business is all about. It's just getting better and better at learning how to fish for ourselves. So I want you to become the CEO of me.com. I want you to focus on what you can control and influence and not spend any time wasting time moaning about things you've got absolutely no control about. So things like the weather, the government, politics, traffic, all those things we have no control over. And yet around the world, all that energy that's been wasted, focusing on things that we can't control. So let's look at what we can control, which is ourselves, and what we can influence is others, and let's make sure we're really working on our influencing skills and building that up so we can have more influence and impact in the world. And we do that through our personal power and our confidence. So when you look at personal power, I want you to think about how much heat do you radiate? How much heat do you have access to? Well, that's your personal power. And so the more personal power you have access to, the more influence you can have on the world. And that's what your business is for. The business is the vehicle in which you have your impact. So think about your personal power and where you sit right now. And with your confidence, I want you to look at how confidence is actually structured. It's three things in a way. It's your self-belief, it's your self-value, and how self-assured you are. And when you combine those three things, you're confident on that issue. So have a think about your confidence levels on starting a business. And I want you to self-coach. I want you to ask yourself, do I believe I can? Do I believe having a business will add value to my life and my career? And am I willing to stick with it long enough and get self-assured around how to run a business? And then you'll be confident on running a business over time. So inside of personal power and confidence, you've got to have a bit of initiative. So you've got to have what I call the fire in your belly. You get up and go. You make it happen energy. So that's initiative. So give yourself a sort of a rating on these things, on how much get up and go, make it happen have you got, and how much determination have you got. If you've got no determination, no initiative, then don't bother going into business for yourself. It really is not going to be your thing. We're looking for people with fire in their belly, and then we can package that up. And so the other thing I wanted to talk about is looking at your emotional intelligence and making sure that you know thyself and you absolutely know your impact on others, and really be working on your emotional intelligence. There are nine intelligences. Emotional intelligence is one of them, and it is highly regarded in business and has absolutely been shown to be a secret to success. If you don't have emotional intelligence, IQ is not going to help you. All right, moving on to the next thing. Now, introverts and extroverts. Now, introverts are great at writing their book, but they're not great at taking it out into the world. Whereas extroverts are great speakers and trainers, but they're not necessarily great at sitting down and doing the introverted activities they need to do for a successful business. So I want you to become a multivert. I want you to tap into your extroverted energy when that's going to get the best result for you. And I want you to tap into your introverted energy when that's going to be what will get the result for you. So don't be a one-trick pony and just say I'm an extrovert or an introvert. I want you to be able to do both, because the secret to success in business is knowing when to do which energy. And do it with flexibility and creativity. Those two things are what's going to make sure that you innovate your field of excellence. Don't just regurgitate what's already out there, but have flexibility, creativity, so that your business and your brand is innovative in your field of excellence. And then you start to become the leader in your field and the expert in your field of excellence. And so the final point I wanted to make is that I want you to be yourself. I want you to be real, authentic, and be true to yourself, because quite frankly, don't be a photocopier of somebody else. I want you to be unique and special. I want you to stand out. Everything that makes you quirky and different is exactly what will be one of your secrets to success. So just in closing, I want you to know that at the website, becomingtheexpert.com.au, you'll be able to have a free 1-hour one-on-one with me to go over your secret dreams that you probably haven't shared with anybody, and within 15 to 30 minutes, I can give you clarity about what is your easy next step. I really look forward to you reaching out. You can book online. It's easy as. And Dwight, thank you so much for having me on your show. I hope people have had a really fun time. Three amazing women, all doing amazing things, who are here in service to the world. Thanks for having me.
My next guest is no stranger to the show. This will be the next voice that you hear after the introduction. His name is John Banks. He's a transformational coach, ordained minister, technology consultant, entrepreneur, storyteller, and dream traveler. He believes dreams can and will come true with the application of the right knowledge, personal commitment, and your own unique abilities. John has designed his life where he is earning a living doing what he loves and is committed to helping individuals earn a living doing what they enjoy. He helps you stop delaying your dreams and reminds you to live your life on your own terms. John has integrated in his 25 years of mentoring and coaching individual clients and business teams into a proven success system. Dream Power Academy and Spiritual Athletics are his companies, where he has a big goal of helping 1 billion people do what they love to do. John Banks.
Thank you, Dwight. So I'm very grateful to be on the show today. I really enjoyed hearing the three ladies before give their talks and share their information. I'm definitely going to go check out their websites, their books, their offers. I encourage you to as well. And I really was inspired by a couple of things that Linda, Pamela, and Katrina said, and I'm going to really just share from my heart, which is something I normally do on the show. The first thing I was really inspired about, I think Pamela mentioned this, it really just made me think about the ones that have come before us or our ancestors, and this is something that is close to my heart now. My grandmother passed away on May 4th. A couple of days ago. She was 98 years old, so I really just want to take the time to honor Lillian Rachel Banks. That was my grandmother, my father's mother, and we like to share about success and dreams on the show, and I know a lot of times we talk about achieving some type of success or material success, but when I look at my grandmother, she was on this earth for 98 years. That's success. You know, that's amazing. And now she's moving on to her next journey. And I really just wanted to take some time and honor her for raising my father, who helped create me, and really send that back to my ancestors. And I would encourage all of you to do the same, especially during these times. Sometimes we forget about the simple nature of life, about just being here, and the people that have come before us, right? Many people talk about things you can do for yourself and things that you can do for self-development, but we all require help. We've all had someone help us, and it's always good to have gratitude for the assistance and future help that we will receive. Yesterday I was, you know, I'm located here in Austin, Texas in the United States, and I know many of us around the globe are experiencing a very similar topic, and some of us are operating differently. I know here in Texas they're starting to open back up a lot of the stores and allow a lot more movement in the city. I actually was at the park yesterday at a farmer's market, and I always share with people that many times you can get lessons from just sitting back and observing nature, people. And I went to the park. It was a nice day. I laid out my blanket on the grass and just sat there and watched the children playing and different people that were out. People seemed to have a lot more enthusiasm about being outside. And here in Austin, Texas, it's kind of in between spring and summer, so we're starting to move into some of the summer days and temperatures. But many people are really happy to be outside because they've been inside for so long. And I noticed a couple things sitting there. The first thing was I noticed there were quite a few birds that were getting very close to me, and I guess they felt pretty comfortable because I was just being very still and calm. And I noticed the majority of the birds were digging in the ground, grabbing at worms and different bugs, and they were waddling back and forth on 2 feet. And then I saw one bird that was hopping. I noticed it had a different movement. It looked exactly the same as the other birds, but it was hopping up and down. And as I looked closer at the bird, I noticed it only had one leg. And so I instantly then in that moment, I looked at the bird and I was like, wow, that bird's not complaining to the other birds. It's not asking other birds to help it. There was no difference in the way that it was moving and going about its search for food. It just had one leg, so it was hopping up and down. And it really just dawned on me, you know, that the way that the universe operates, nature, our inherent true essence, I believe one of the ladies said that earlier, like our true selves, the way that we naturally are, is really to continue to expand and just operate through whatever situation may come to us physically. And then right after that, a lady walks by, and she had a prosthetic leg. She had one of these newer prosthetic legs, like you may have seen some of the previous athletes in the Olympics. You saw them with these prosthetic legs. And what amazed me about her was not that she had the leg, it was the expression and attitude on her face. She was just so happy and smiling. Like, it was like each step she took, she was so full of joy, and she was looking at kids and children and other people. And I may have shared on a previous show, I had a pretty rough injury last year. I tore my Achilles tendon. So I'm in a very similar state of gratitude every day of just being able to walk. Like, it's such an exciting thing for me. And those were just things that I wanted to share, because you can go out and you can look at people and you can see different things in your environment, and you can realize that we all have challenges that we come across. We all have obstacles that may get in our way. We all may have limitations or situations that we go through where it may be the accepted mode, even in our communities, to lay down and cry and whine and complain. But that still is a choice. And we always have the choice to be positive in the moment, to be grateful, to be happy about the future and what our next situations are. So those are things that I really love to share in my life with my clients. And I'll share a few quick things here, and I'm going to pass this back to Dwight because I know our time is getting short today. But the one thing that I really wanted to talk about, and I just kind of illustrated that through those examples, it's our attitude. And today I'll really leave that as my final item, and it's our attitude at the beginning of a task will more than anything affect its successful outcome. So think about your attitude when you go into see your significant other, see your family, your neighbors, your children, your coworkers, a new stranger. Maybe you're going in to give someone help or asking someone for help. Right, I've met people who have asked for help and they've been in a very bad attitude, right? Versus a positive attitude. So I'll leave you with that. Look at your attitude. That's going to be the strongest item in your life that will impact yourself and others. If you'd like to speak with me further, you can contact me at Jaron, J-A-R-O-N, at DreamPowerAcademy.com. You can also reach me at www.dreampoweracademy.com. I'm currently doing about 5 what I call dream map sessions a week for any listeners that want to reach out. And this is a process that I take you through to create a dream map, give you directions to actually have a visual map from where you are to get you to your dreams. So remember your dream, live your dream, and love your dream. Thanks again for having me on. Thanks again for the incredible, powerful ladies who were on before and all of their sharing and insights. And please go check them out as well, because I will be connecting with them myself. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
I'm going to leave y'all with a quote. The human spirit is so great a thing, could we rightly comprehend the mind of man, nothing would be impossible. Paracelsus. Be the change you want to see. Be an agent of change. Be an ambassador of change. First you will change you, and then your entire world will change and everything in it. Thank you.